According to a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, many Americans believe that non-citizens arrested for a crime should have fewer legal rights than citizens. But across the board, Republicans, Democrats, blacks, whites, rich, poor, Americans believe that someone who has become a citizen should have the same rights as someone born a citizen. And that's true whether the person is charged with stealing a car or with being a terrorist. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the powerful nature of citizenship in America.
At the Italian restaurant he manages in Washington, D.C., Tomasino Wahid shouts out for a coffee.
Allora, che si dice, ragazzi? Fammi un espresso.
Wahid moved here from Sicily 5 years ago, and the theme music from The Godfather, his favorite CD, plays up the restaurant's ethnic ambiance. But Wahid's father is Moroccan, and he's hired nearly an entire staff of Arab waiters and cooks. He says it made for a vibrant cultural mix before last September's attacks. Immediately after, Wahid laid out new rules to his employees.
I told them, let's start from Muhammad to call you Mike. From Yassin to call Mimmo, from another Muhammad to call him Tony, he's a bus boy, from another guy, Hamza, I call him Sandro.
Wahid calls himself William and communicates with his staff in Italian or English. He says on busy nights when orders need to be called out quickly, it can get difficult.
Even they don't speak very, very, very good English. Some of them, we try to speak French. No Arabic. If you want to speak Arabic, I say, let's go back in the kitchen and talk in the back behind the dishwasher if you don't need something. So they feel like in prison.
Wahid says he has not personally experienced any slights, but the happiness and security he felt that his new life in the U.S. has been undercut. He had planned to apply for citizenship, but now dreads being scrutinized by immigration officials, perhaps suspected of being, as he puts it, one of those bad people. Many other immigrants, though, are making a different calculation.
So we'll talk about, well, small talk. You remember what would be happening? We talked a little bit about that before.
Attendance is up at citizenship classes like this one put on by the Baltimore City Community College. The Immigration and Naturalization Service says applications for citizenship have soared 65% since last September. Officials believe it's part patriotism, part fear. In this class, Cesar Villaseca from Bolivia says he's heard on the TV news that the government isn't respecting the law when it comes to detaining foreigners, though he can't explain exactly how. We're all under the microscope, Villaseca says.
We get nervous about that and maybe a little bit scared because we don't know what it could happen. So I want to make sure that I have to be in the safe way.
For Villaseca and others, a safe way means becoming a citizen. And that is the opinion borne out by the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll. Asked whether an Arab or Muslim terrorist suspect who is not an American citizen should have the same legal rights as a U.S. citizen, 54% said no. Melinda Middleton of Colonial Beach, Virginia, was one of the people who responded to our survey. She says people who want to live here but are not citizens must understand they're going to be treated differently and may even have to spend time in jail mistakenly.
You have a beard and you wear a turban and you're a little on the dark skin color. I'm sorry, but if you really, really love this country and you were here for honest, good reasons, I think that you would feel the same as every other citizen and not really mind all that much the, let's call it, inconvenience, because that's about what it amounts to. It's an inconvenience.
Although Americans say they want to treat citizen and non-citizen terrorist suspects differently, 75% believe a terrorist suspect who has become a citizen should have the same rights as someone born here. That doesn't surprise Tamar Jacoby of the Manhattan Institute.
To both immigrants and to people who are already citizens, being a citizen means something. So when immigrants say we want to join, we want to belong here, we want to join the club, the mainstream, people who are already citizens, appreciate that, and then they're welcoming. I mean, that's just how it should work.
In fact, most legal experts believe that under the law, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a citizen or not. You still get the right to a lawyer and other legal protections. But political scientist Rogers Smith of the University of Pennsylvania says repeatedly in times of crisis, Americans have questioned the rights of aliens.
That frame of mind is one I think that most Americans still believe describes what's happening, because the administration has stressed that things like secret detentions and military tribunals will only be used for aliens. Nonetheless, as it's unfolded, it turns out that they can be applied to citizens as well.
Through history, Smith says, when it comes to national security, denying legal rights to aliens has led to denying those same rights to citizens. Japanese Americans were interned along with aliens during World War II. Many studies have shown that Americans now overwhelmingly disapprove of what was done to Japanese Americans. But today there is a different threat. Michael, who asked that we not use his last name, lives in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He also responded to our survey, and he struggles with the question of whether naturalized citizens should be treated the same as native-born.
That's a gray area. In light of, you know, September 11th and everything, it's hard to say. You almost have to extend them the same rights, you know, under the law and everything else. But I don't know, it's just not the same. I mean, a terrorist could, in effect, come over here, become an American citizen, and go through all that trouble just to perform his task. So that's a very hard question. But I'd have to say, yes, they get the same rights.
Today, at least one U.S. citizen, Jose Padilla, is being held in isolation with no legal rights. Our poll found that nearly 6 out of 10 Americans believe a citizen like Padilla should have the right to a lawyer and to have his day in court. But immigrants themselves seem to be paying more attention to what the government is doing than to what many Americans believe.
Even if you're a citizen, you're not really safe.
Maya Sheikh Zalah is a Muslim refugee from Somalia. She wears a flowing embroidered outfit, her hair swept up in a black wrap. Last month, Sheikh Zalah finally became an American citizen, but the sense of security she thought would come with that has proved elusive. She says since last September's attacks, the government's heightened surveillance of Muslim immigrants has made her feel like an outsider again.
Can America one day say, "Thank you, refugees, you know, we did everything we could for you. Goodbye." And so it was just that fear of, even if you become a citizen, suddenly people could decide, you know, you are a threat and whoop, you're gone.
Sheikh Zala's response has been to change her career plans. She's decided to study law. That way, she says, I can help my people and my family know what our rights are. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find the complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll on civil liberties at our website, npr.org.